USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The Army Corps of Engineers will lead the debris removal effort at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen says clearing debris from the shipping lanes is vital for reopening the port and protecting jobs and livelihoods.
We have to open one first, and over a period of time, I think we're going to do whatever we can to make sure that we have ships passing through as soon as possible.
Clearing the channel will not happen until the bodies of four more construction workers are recovered from the water. The bodies of two construction workers were found in the Patapsco River after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Those victims' bodies were discovered Wednesday inside a red pickup truck in around 25 feet of water. The victims have been identified as 35-year-old Alejandro Hernandez Fuentes and 26-year-old Dorlian Renial Castillo Cabrera. The cargo ship that caused the Baltimore Bridge collapse was reportedly carrying hazardous materials. Dave Collins has more.
On Wednesday, the head of the National Transportation Safety Board said the ship was hauling nearly 60 containers filled with hazardous materials, including corrosives and flammables, and that some of the containers were breached, creating a sheen on the water. She said a full investigation into the matter could take 1 to 2 years, and that a preliminary report should be released in 2 to 4 weeks.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has initiated a campaign aimed at apprehending undocumented migrants with convictions for serious drug offenses. Thursday, officials disclosed over 200 arrests nationwide of illegal immigrants who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses. Russia has blocked a United Nations panel of experts from overseeing North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Thursday, Russia vetoed the annual renewal of sanctions monitoring North Korea, while China opted to abstain. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. Given the Democrat majority in the Senate, Mayorkas is not expected to be convicted, and senators may swiftly move to dismiss the impeachment proceedings. The State Department is offering a big reward after a ransomware group hacked into United Healthcare. USA's Ryan Daniels has the story.
It happened back in February. The group managed to hack into a subsidiary that manages payment systems for most of the country's hospitals. This week, the State Department said they're offering a $10 million reward for information that would lead to the identification or location of those involved in the cyber attack.
Tuberculosis rates in the United States are experiencing an upward trend. In 2023, they surged by 16%. Marking the third consecutive year of increase. This rise comes after almost three decades of steady decline. According to the latest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases nearly reached 10,000, representing an increase of close to 1,300 cases compared to the previous year. A popular Disneyland attraction had to be closed down when someone spread human cremated remains. Happened this week on the Star Wars attraction Rise of the Resistance. Cast members had to clean up those ashes. It's not the first time it's happened at the Anaheim, California theme park. Guests have also spread ashes in It's a Small World and the Haunted Mansion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.